Shit. There we go. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? And what's up, everyone? I'm going to give you all a few seconds to get in. If you haven't joined the live or actually hit the... God dang it. Oh, that's gray hair. No wonder I ain't going over there. All right, hit the join button if you haven't joined the channel already. Hit the join button if you haven't joined already. And hit the like as you come in. Don't forget to share it with your buddies if you think it's worth it. So, today is actually going to be the first. This first live is actually going to be pretty quick because I just want to have a conversation about the 57 officers that resigned in Buffalo, New York, after the two officers were not only relieved of duty because of shoving to the ground a 76-year-old man who later went into convulsions and was hospitalized and then brought up on charges. Because I actually call this the 57 reveal because it says a lot. Because one, I appreciate the brotherhood. I always accept when someone shows me who they really are. I can appreciate that. And I even appreciate that in the sense of, yeah, they did. They're not lying about who they are. So I get it. But what incensed me about this entire situation is the fact that, hold on, give me a second. And don't forget to hit the join button.
And Texas area homeowners, Jesus. If you have a power meter like this on the side of your house, you can get paid to go solar.
Okay, yeah, there's a huge lag in this thing. Alright, hit that like button, hit the like button, hit the like button. Why the hell is there no like button? There we go. And the last one. You know, I gotta be extra with this whenever I first start, so. Give me a half a second. When I come back on, I'm not gonna be this, so. And thank you guys that are joining. Sounds, look like the volume and everything is good, so we're gonna start rolling. Looks like the picture's pretty good. And yes, I am streaming live right now from the Note 10. So, but what I want to talk about, is again, I want to talk about the 57 police officers that resigned in Buffalo in a show of solidarity in two of their officers that shoved a 76-year-old man to the ground, and then they were not only relieved of duty, but they were then also fired. And charges have been pressed against that this morning. But here's the thing. Like I said, I do appreciate the solidarity. I do appreciate them saying, you know what, we feel like we're under attack, blah, 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 blah. Their feelings are their own for them to have. And them to make a decision that is actually life-changing, because all of them have to now get new jobs. All of them have left the protection of the police union. But here's where I want to read something, because each one of those officers, including the two that knocked this 76-year-old man to the ground, has or swore to their hands raised in the air, with a clean mind, a willing participant, a conscious exerciser of free will, stated, signed, sealed, delivered an oath of office that stated they will uphold and defend not only the Constitution of the state that they're in, but the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, what I want to do real quick, because I want to give you something, because when you're understanding in the Constitution itself, it has the right to peacefully assemble, which in this case, the 76-year-old man was a part of a peaceful demonstration. But I'm going to go into something, because I'm going to get into that, but I want to read something. And we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. Now, many people have very little idea what a trust is. The statement that I just read is the preamble of the United States of America's Constitution. That preamble is the introduction to a trust document. When you take it upon yourself to sign, seal, write, and deliver something that says you are going to entrust the responsibilities that are laid forth in this document, you are then becoming an executor. As an executor, your first duty is to uphold, support, and defend the freedoms that are established as the restrictions of government in this document for the people, because the people are the trustees. These are the ones that you are the executors of. As an executor, your responsibility is to the people. Now, the reason I read that is because part of it is being able to redress the government. Right? And you are entitled to bring your dressing to below. Okay. The First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting or establishing of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging freedom of free speech. Now, I want to show you both sides of this. And thank you guys. Thank you, driver. I want to also take a second. Super Chat is active. For you guys that want to donate through Super Chat, you also can donate through Cash App. And if you have an iPhone, you can actually use the iPhone Messenger button to actually donate, as well as hit the join button. It's in the description right next to the channel. And once you take note of that, because I'm gonna speak on that later, once you be vigilant what's going on, just pay attention. But in this part, when we're talking about the First Amendment, it was two things that was done on this instance. The first was the right of free speech. In the peaceful assembly, the redressing of this 76-year-old man to speak out against whatever the hell he felt was an injustice, or whatever he felt a need for addressing was, he had the right to do that. These officers had the right, the 57, had the right to not work for someone else, not remain in someone else's employ. Those are also freedom of exercise. Their exercise was to support their brothers that were arrested for something that they deemed was okay. Now, I don't have to agree with either one of them, but I do support the decisions of both of them. Why? Because I speak of this all the time, and it's their freedom to exercise what is given to them, not by the state, not by the city, not by the government. Because the city, state, or government can't give you rights. So therefore, they cannot take them away. And if I'm going to help or say I'm an advocate for rights, I have to support those rights, no matter who's exercising. Just keep that in mind. Both sides of this, people were exercising rights. Now, again, don't have to support their exercising of them. Just recognize that they exercise. Now, do I support the 57? I absolutely do. And I'm going to tell you why at the end after I finish this. But I'm going to go into some more of the First Amendment. Or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for the redress of grievances. That is the First Amendment. That is what was being done. The overstep was the actual not allowing of this to happen. Pushing this man down, who he was not in the roadway. He was not blocking anybody from doing anything. The police decided that he was a part of something that he was not. So therefore, their actions, while in some manner would have been okay, their actions were not okay because he was not in a wrong position. He was not being in any means in any threat to them. And then the fact they pushed him down, their first job is to preserve life. They actually did something and put a restriction on that, because they actually put him in a peril situation, because once he fell, he started having convulsions. They then put that man's life in jeopardy. Now, the flip side of that, why do I support the 57 officers that resigned? Why do I support that? Even with the simple fact of knowing they were exercising, do I support their exercising? Absolutely. Simply being is, if I have a problem with officers and their support, again, this is a blue wall conversation. If I have a problem with an officer doing something that I feel is out of line, and I have an issue with other officers supporting that something that I call out of line, if I now have to tear down that system in its entirety and rebuild it, now that police department in Buffalo has an opportunity not only to bring in people that are not poisoned. Because I'm going to give you a basketball analogy. There was a stretch where the Clippers were trying to get over the hump. They were trying to get to a contention status. They were trying to get out of that 30-year bubble. Now, here's the great part about that. That 30-year bubble, or 20-year bubble, what it was, the one thing they had to do, they had to fire everybody, because they have to tear it down to the bones. Then they bring in all new people, because they don't want anybody that was a part of the losing culture still there when they are looking to win. The Buffalo Police Department now have an opportunity, because all of their officers are gone. They have nobody. Starting from scratch, training them properly, bringing in fresh blood, training them to not only be self-aware, situational aware, but also how to be humane. I'm going to say that one more time. Not only situationally, not only self-aware, but how to actually be human beings when interacting with other human beings. These are the things that are needed. These are the things that are necessary. These are the things that the outcry are coming for. That's what this is. That's what their exercise allowed to happen. Because just keep in mind, just give you a hypothetical. Let's say these 57 bastards don't leave. They remain where they're at. We already see that their training allowed them to believe that pushing someone to the ground that was peacefully protesting Not only are they elderly, but you leave them there when you see they have a medical emergency or a medical need. They thought that was okay. They literally, four officers stepped over this man. Four stepped over him after being put to the ground. If you have a problem with that, if you understand what their ideas or what they are supposed to do, if you don't think that's it and they resign, you got the win, because that is not their job. Stepping over someone that's in medical need is not their job. That is the exact opposite of their actual job. So for them to move out the way so somebody else can get in that spot, I am 100% for that. Because even with me, I often speak about whenever I worked at ADT, one of my favorite parts of the job was to fire people. And the reason being is because as a supervisor, I have an obligation not only to myself, not only to the company, but the people around me. Because the employees, they need guidance. As a supervisor, I have someone to answer to. Now, in this case, if I'm firing someone, that allows them to not stay at a job that they're unhappy at. That allows them to not be somewhere they're not very good at what they're doing. That also allows the company not to be put in positions to where they can actually be hurt because of that person's performance. They had 57 or 59 people that allotted for something that needed to be redressed and re-exercised to get out the way, to start over. And the great part about that is a small police department. They can actually take their time a little bit to get back because they can actually use a little bit of outside help. But understanding the outside help, when it comes in, they're still going to have to abide by the code, guidelines, and regulations of that document I just read, that trust document. That's where the oath of office comes in. You often hear me tell you, go get their oath of office. Why? Because it shows they made a contract with you, the people. You're showing their fiduciary duty, and it's on the record. Now, oftentimes you're not going to have an opportunity to get that, but this offers you, there are other methods in getting it. But this is one of those things where if you're sitting there and you're understanding what's said in front of you, no matter how it's exercised, no matter how it's placed out there in front of you, no matter how it's done or how you even feel about it, this is one of those opportunities that's in front of all of us, where we can now see something that is as simple as, let's go to trial. Because if you're looking at it, there's been a distraction that's been set in front of us. And the distraction, I'm gonna mess around and go into the second part of this live. Because the second part of this, I want to be on multiple platforms. Because they're using this as a distraction. They're giving you these 57 offers. They're serving you up officer after officer after officer on a plea. Why? Because election season. That's one. That lets you know it's open season if you do things the proper way. It also allows for you to say, you know what? Nah, I'm not going to pay the fine. Nah, we are going to court. Wait till the court. I can't wait till the court's open. Because remember I talked about what happens when people actually start fighting back. Because if we have only 5% of people that are fighting back and they're winning almost 76% of the time, 77% of the time, because you remember I constantly talk about the prosecutor putting up baseball numbers when it comes to actually winning trials. When they're winning at trial, it's baseball numbers. What happens if now all these people that you are seeing that are being charged with a crime, that have been charged with a crime, say, you know what, let's go to trial? The problem that is, most of these people will not fight. The problem is most of these people are scared to fight. And it's, because the conversation I had with a young lady was, it's easy to fight when there's nothing on the line for you. When you are not obligated to anything, when you have an opportunity to get away with it. Because when you're looking the devil in the eye and you're still standing there and you're still saying, you know what, come on, let's get it. That's the difference. That's where the separation comes in. Because now you're willing to stand up, throw down, die for this shit if you have to. And most people aren't. I'm not telling you to go out there and protest because, in all honesty, most of these protests are not about what stance is. Because even people that are out there, shit, damn bugs, that are protesting and looting and all the other stuff, most of them are using an opportunity. They're not actually doing it for a cause. They're not doing it for a purpose. The support, the stand-up, the cause, the change comes when the actual fight begins, because nobody cares about you tearing up your own stuff. Nobody cares about you having to spend more money to get the things that you need. Because at some point, all the stuff that was stolen during the riots and looting, you're going to run out of it. You're going to need it again. And then it's going to be through exorbitantly high prices. So they're going to get their money back. And then the thing about it, the mom and pops, they're not reopening. The discount stores, they're not reopening. And it's another rich get richer, because they're going to make you pay for their insurance. They're going to make you pay for everything. You're going to see less and less of things that you want there and more of things that they're putting there. The change comes when we figure out that just because someone accuses you of something, you hold them accountable on that accusation. You exercise, just like these 57 cops did, when they showed you who they were. They showed you the blue wall meant more to them than the actual law. When they're showing you that they would rather hurt you and live it's us against them versus it's us with their liberty. It's us with their trust. It's us with their protection. That's not the mindset. That's not the teaching. That's not the training. And just like I talked about, we can go over this and I can show you example after example after example, because part of the clouding that has come up is we're talking about George Floyd. We're talking about the riots. We're talking about isolated incidences of police brutality. But what we're not talking about is the fact that there was a young boy in Alabama that was choked literally the day after George Floyd. He wasn't killed, but he was choked. Then we talk about Ryan Mays, who was gunned down going to visit his son. Then we can talk about the 16-year-old here in Houston that was shot in the head by a rubber bullet and killed. We can talk about the things that are being passed over. But the problem is, are we going to exercise like these 57 bastards did when they showed their true colors? Are we going to do that? Are we able to do that? Are we willing to do that? Have we got to a point to where it's actually, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm tired. I'm so tired. I'm tired of being tired. Are we going to get to that point? Are we going to say, you know, enough is enough and shit, too much is just too damn too much? Those are the questions that need to be asked. Because, unfortunately, these 57 aren't the only one that feel like that. But until you put them in a position of, you know what, until you put them in the position they want you in or believe that you're in, they're not going to see it. Because most people don't understand certain things such as privilege, because they don't understand what the actual privilege is. Most people don't understand blessings. Most people don't understand sunshine without the rain. They don't understand pleasure without pain. While they're polar opposites, they're the exact same. Because they give you something to be tangible, something you can touch, feel, believe, and direct. These are the things that we need to actually start focusing on. Because they'll play focus games. They'll play little things just to see if they can distract you. Is the distraction enough for you not to question them? Is the distraction enough for you to want to say, you know what, my side is, which nobody gives a shit about, which you don't even have to prove. Why? Because nobody gives a shit about it. You don't have to provide an alibi. Why? Because you can remain silent. Why? Because only the accuser has to prove anything. But it begins with an exercise. Are you willing to exercise? Because even with me, I look at a lot of stuff that I'm doing now. It's shit. Seems like an exercise of futility, because it's literally most of what I'm doing is done simply because I wanted to do it. And understanding the platform that I have, understand the platform that I'm building, understanding the direction of what it is that I see this platform to be. Because just to give you an idea, because I told you I was going to say something about this earlier. I want everybody to sit down and think. There must be something real to what I'm doing. Because how many channels with less than 30,000 subscribers has a join feature? How many channels with less than 30,000 subscribers has the amount of ads on it? On, shit, probably half the videos. There's something there that allows people to actually be drawn there. The problem is, when you're here, what are you doing with the information? What is it that you're willing to do with the information? Because if you're taking it, putting it in your pocket, oh, I got that, and you're doing nothing with it, there's nothing for you here, honestly. Because I hate the term knowledge is power, because it's not. Knowledge alone is not powerful. Applied knowledge is power. Because until you do something, you know, faith without works is dead. Having the knowledge, not exercising it, is futile. Because I can have a gun, and I can watch people in a gunfight. If I never pull my gun to defend myself, and I get shot 80 times, there was no purpose in me having the gun. The gun had a job. The gun didn't show up at work. But the gun needed a ride. I didn't provide the ride for the gun so it can get to work. That's the exact same thing that is done with knowledge. Just having the knowledge is not enough. Applying the knowledge is what's needed. It's what's necessary. It's what has to be done. Because we complain about the blue wall. I get it. But then we'll go complain to the blue wall about the blue wall, and then we'll expect, oh, we're going to have to fix it later then. And then we'll expect something to change. When we are just like the Wonder Woman scenario. She sat down and she's fighting. And then she goes, oh my goodness, the tool, this over here, this was meant for the God Killer. And he laughed at her, said, you are the tool. You are the God Killer. If you are looking for change, if you are wanting something different, you are the one that makes the difference. Everything works. Your exercise is what does it, not someone else's, not something. Just writing emotion doesn't help you. Just showing up for court doesn't help you. It's understanding how to apply it, when to apply it, and where to apply it. And that's all I got for right now. I will be seeing you guys probably in the next, give me a couple hours, get where I'm going, sitting down, and hopefully have better reception. Don't forget, we got the Super Chat, got Cash App, got PayPal, and Apple Pay. So, holla at your boy, Supreme, out.